Step 4. Action planning. Encourage the person to identify situations in which the learning can be applied. Get them to commit to some actions on paper. For example, what will you start doing as a result of the exercise? What will you stop doing as a result of the exercise? What will you continue to do or do more of as a result of the exercise? An important part of coaching is encouraging by showing that you believe in the person's abilities to achieve their objectives. This is why it is vital that the coaching objectives are realistic in the first place. You also need to empower the person by getting them to believe that they have control over what they do. They can choose their behaviour. They are responsible for both their failures and their successes. Sometimes people will deny this and blame their lack of success on other people or things they believe are outside of their control. You must encourage them to recognise their contribution to their own successes and failures with questions like, what did you do that caused this effect? What did you do to make it worse? What did you do to make it better? What didn't you do? What could you have done?